how does it feel to be done with the race and you succeeded? You met your goal. You are actually the only council member voted in without the need for a runoff.
It's starting to sink in. For several days, I was kind of in the oh my, what now phase. And I think now it's really sinking in and starting to realize the work that's ahead. And so I went to the city council meeting on Monday and took a lot of notes so that I can be ready to be sworn in and take office on next Tuesday.
Right. And you said there's a lot of work ahead. What do you think are going to be your biggest priorities? What do you think are going to be the most important things for you to wrap your mind around?
Well, very clearly, I think the first order of business is going to be passing a budget and seeing if we can get the voters on board with moving HART funds to the general fund as part of a special election in early December, and then looking to balance the budget, hopefully budget A, based on what the voters tell us in early December.
And you campaigned on, you know, the possibility, keeping that window open, the possibility of raising more revenues through options like the HART fund suspension or also increasing tax revenue. And you basically said that can't really afford to have, you know, detrimental cuts to city infrastructure. And I'm wondering is that still kind of where you're leaning?
Oh, definitely. I'm right with Katie Kester, our city manager, in saying that Budget B would keep me up at night. I don't think that's where we want to go as a city. I don't think that would be in anybody's best interest to do those kind of drastic cuts, because it would greatly impact the services that residents of the city and our visitors have come to rely on.
What was this race kind of like for you? Campaigning, getting FaceTime with people who were interested in what you stood for, and just wondering, how did this race go?
Wow. How do I answer that? This is my first experience ever campaigning. I have never run for office, including in all my days at school. So I really don't have anything to compare it to. I felt like, we had 7 people who ran, 6 people actively. And, you know, I really felt like everybody who ran put their all into it and was really interested in where the city is headed. And I believe people were honest about, you know, how they campaigned. And I appreciate that.
What does it kind of tell you that the voters voted you into office with the only candidate to get the required 40% in order to avoid a runoff? How does that knowledge make you feel going into the seat?
Well, obviously, I'm very pleased. It feels that at least the people who voted, and I wish we would have had a better turnout than but somewhere on the quarter of the registered voters. But I'm pleased that people are interested in my message. And I think what it says, at least for the near term, is that city residents are interested in maintaining city services, at least as they are for now. And hopefully that will be reflected in the polls related to the special election.
All right. Well, Donna, I am basically running down to the end of my questions, wondering if there's anything else that you just think is important to say, anything that you'd like to mention about this race, about the issues ahead of us.
Well, clearly, we're not going to solve the budget issue in the next month. There's going to be work, I think, over the next year and longer, to kind of figure out how things stabilize with the state budget, the borough budget, and revenue sources at those levels, and then, you know, how that plays out at our level. So there's a lot to track there for city council. There's obviously going to be a lot of other issues that will come up once we're kind of done with the 2016 budget. I want to encourage people to come out and vote at our runoff election and at the special election. The runoff election in the first Tuesday of November and the special election the first Tuesday of December. You know, our representatives and how we fund our city are both very important issues.